This is Kootenai Co-op Radio. I'm Scott Onishuk. With me today is Wayne McCrory. Wayne is a professional biologist, conservationist, and environmental advocate. He's spent decades of his career working on protecting bears and their habitats in BC, things like building sanctuaries and stopping grizzly hunting. Thanks for joining me on Kootenai Co-op Radio, Wayne.
Yeah, wonderful to be here and talk about my favorite topic, bears.
So, just to get started, you've seen the stats from the fur bears showing the deaths. Nelson ranked second in 2022 for most black bears killed by conservation officers, and Kalskar was second. Is there, you know, a specific reason why these two communities are so high on that list?
Well, it was a bit shocking to hear those statistics, being as the West Kootenays and BC has been struggling for 20 years to become bear smart and significantly reduce our bear people conflicts. I think what we're seeing, and I've been involved in these programs and done professional assessments of bear people conflict prevention plans in many municipalities for the last 15 or 20 years, and also BC Park, National Park. It's just telling us that the programs we have are not working adequately, and that includes the provincial Bear Smart program that funds these community studies to set the blueprint to minimize conflicts, and also the Wild Safe BC funded project where we have coordinators, you know, in each community monitoring things and putting up warning signs and stuff. So I think given the latest assessment and what I consider a report card that we're, it's, you know, we haven't made much progress when the conservation officers have to come in and shoot so many bears that have become too conditioned to human foods, is we need to sit back with the province and reassess what more needs to be done. And in my opinion, one of the issues is that years ago, the Conservation Officer Service stopped translocating bears, and I don't quite agree with that. I think when some bears first show up, if you move them out of the communities to some high-quality habitat and perhaps treat them with a bit of negative conditioning, they're not going to come back. But on the other hand, the conservation officers, unfortunately, have been put in a horrible position of being the cleanup crews for our problems, and the bears paying the price. And our problems are that despite our efforts, we're not doing enough in our municipalities to make attractants less available for bears, whether it's our waste management collection system, fruit trees, berry producing, decorative shrubs, and so on. All of those bring bears into the communities. And so we basically need to redesign or revamp what we've been doing and come up with more proactive measurements, or are we just going to see what I consider a systemic failure of our provincial Bear Smart policies and our efforts by many to improve things?
What do you say? It's conservation practices, careless residents, or municipalities that are more the problem that are resulting in these bears getting killed?
Yeah, well, the problem is that we've even had the community of New Denver here help them get Bear Smart status after doing a study and helping them with some of their initiatives, and they passed a bylaw about attractants, but they don't enforce it. There is a provincial law called the Dangerous Wildlife Protection Order that the conservation officers are supposed to follow, and that is if somebody isn't controlling their attractants, they can be prosecuted or ticketed. The Conservation Officer Service, however, has been focused more on public education for the last while and really hasn't been doing much enforcement. They have done that periodically in Nelson, but many people who bear smart their properties, put up electric fences, pick their fruit, buy waste, bear-proof, bear-resistant garbage containers. The next neighbor over who doesn't care still creates a problem that reflects on the community, and those people are not being dealt with. So a lot of things have to change if we're going to move forward, or we just end up with these bears paying the price of our problems for not doing enough or not redesigning programs that are going to work. A model for me is Canmore, you know, east of Banff Park, which years ago put in neighborhood haul all garbage bins in different neighborhoods and cleaned up a lot of their fruit trees and stuff because they had both grizzlies and black bear problems that date back to it being an early mining town, and they've largely cleaned up their problems. So we do have examples of where communities have been successful, but these alarming statistics are just a warning call. We need to be doing better and doing more.
Even with practicing bear-safe tactics, is it avoidable to have bears come in the city simply with how much we've developed their land?
I think most of the time they're still going to move through. I have a rural property at the north end of Hills, which is in a grizzly corridor between Valhalla and Goat Range Park, and we're totally bear-proofed, and the bears pass through, but they don't get into attractants because there aren't any. They're still going to come into the communities, but if you get your attractants reduced to where they're not really a problem, those bears are either going to move through, or those are the few bears that the COs might start translocating to more productive habitat in the backcountry.
And do we have enough of that habitat, enough other food left for them to eat, or do they just eat garbage and fruit trees because it's easily accessible?
No, there's lots of food out there. In some years, I hear claims. Last year was a poor huckleberry year, but there were lots of other berries like hawthorn and Saskatoon. And, you know, the bears aren't starving out there. It's just it's easier pickings in town. And I honestly believe they develop a taste for human garbage over wild berries and fruit, but I can't prove that.
And what about just the core reason of killing the bears? Is it just because they're too comfortable, or is it because they're threatening?
Well, I think there's a number of factors here. I think the conservation officers are probably getting frustrated with repeated calls with these problems in the community when the community isn't doing enough. And secondly, they have to look at how conditioned these bears are to human foods and attractants. How long they've been in the community and at what point do they become a threat to public safety? I don't personally believe they're much of a threat to public safety, but they can be. And so they're kind of, to me, stuck in the middle of of a serious problem we haven't done enough to resolve. And I recall when I did the Vancouver North Shore Bear Community Assessment interview with the COs, and they said, oh, we get fed up, and every 4 years we go in and we clean out the bears and solve the problem for a while. Whether that's the situation here or not, I don't know. But the reality is the bears are paying the price, and the COs are the ones who have to do this, shoot bears, which I'm sure they don't like doing, to mitigate the problems we created.
Well, it sounds like we know what we have to do to make community safer, and it's safer for the bears. So do you see a brighter future for bears in BC going forward?
Yeah, I do. I think the government Bear Smart coordinators need to sit back and take a realistic look of what they've all done, some of which is positive. When you look at our local provincial parks, like Kokanee trails have been rerouted out of prime grizzly habitat, campgrounds have been relocated. You know, some of us are working on protected corridors between parks and so on. It's just in terms of the city and municipal problems, which range across the province, including Vancouver North Shore, which has 50 black bears living mostly in the residential areas. So the provincial Bear Smart biologists and their program, they need to sit back and say, okay, you know, we have all the science, we have all these studies. What more do we need to do to ramp up helping make our communities more bear smart and reducing these problems to a livable level?
It seems to me like it's more of a question of just putting in the effort. All you have, you know, just trim your trees, compost properly, use bear safe garbage cans.
Yeah. The municipal garbage systems are a big problem, and not enough is being done there. I know that Nelson, much to their credit, for some time brought in a whole load of bear-resistant containers and made those available to people at a good price, but they apparently had to end that program because they ran out of storage. But that's a stopgap measure until you look at the whole municipal waste collection system and which are the bear-proof ones that work, including what kind of containers you put out on the street, which to me are just basically become bear feeding stations. You know, until you look at the whole system and resolve the problems from the household garbage to where it goes, problems just going to continue, and it has to be across the board. The bottom line here is the bears are smart. If there's a system, they're going to figure out how to bypass it. And in these instances, the bears have outfoxed some of our programs because we simply haven't done enough and there's too many loopholes.
Just getting on the topic of bears in general, what is it to you that, why is this so important to you? What is it that fascinates you about bears?
Well, I grew up in a mining family in the West Kootenays in the 1950s, and my dad was a prospector, so I grew up when there were open garbage dumps and people just shot bears, and there were old mining trails through prime grizzly habitat where people were having serious encounters. And, you know, I eventually developed a real interest in bears. And when I became a biologist, I did a lot of research in national parks and provincial parks on bears and worked for national parks, resolving issues where people were mauled by grizzlies and had some success there and looked at different waste management programs. So I just want to help make things safer for people and better for our bears and really have a much better coexistence than we have today.
Well, despite the overwhelming statistics here, it does seem like we're on the right track and people and the province know what we have to do.
Yeah, we're much further ahead than we were 10, 20, 30 years ago. And we have way more science, way more studies. We have an extremely well-trained and knowledgeable conservation officer service. We just have to get on with it.
Okay, Wayne. Well, appreciate you taking the time to join me.
Thanks so much, Scott. Thanks for getting the word out there.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.